Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone, and welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio tonight. I want to welcome all the listeners. I want to tell you happy Lord's Day tonight, and God bless you all for listening tonight. Well, tonight, stay with us and be blessed. Our brother Gus Conway from Napa Valley, California, is going to be sharing a word with us tonight, and it's called Life and Celebration. And just a minute, I'm going to pass out a phone number for the listeners tonight, and an email address tonight that you can call in tonight. So grab a pen, paper, get it handy tonight. But let's do what we always do each and every Sunday night. We're here for 60 minutes. It's a one-hour program. And grab a pen and paper tonight. Let's open up with prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for this night, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this station. We thank you for each and every listener. Father God, tonight, have your way. You lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. Tonight, Father God, draw in your people, the lost, the backsliders, those who just need to hear your word tonight, Father God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, have your way with each and every one of us, Father God. Tonight, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Give us all a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Well, tonight, if you're listening by telephone and you need a prayer tonight, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad tonight. We'll call you up to the mic. If you're listening by internet tonight, we'd like to welcome all the brothers and sisters out there, the Romichos, the Sentes, Calderas, Machuaya. It doesn't matter what you are, if you're a gypsy or non-gypsy, you're welcome here at God's Station tonight. And it's here for God's people tonight. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to pass out the number that you can call in if you're listening by internet tonight. And I believe I'm just going to open up the mic for Brother Gus tonight and welcome him to the show. Brother Gus, you're live on the air. God bless you tonight. Welcome to the program. Oh, we just lost him. Well, I'm going to pass out the telephone numbers tonight. The phone number tonight to call in is area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. You can call in tonight with your prayer. You can call in to listen to the program. And always, please pass out the numbers to friends, family members. And if you'd like to listen to us on the internet, if you have a home computer, you could just go to Blog Talk Radio. That's BLOG TalkRadio.com. Type in Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio, Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio, and you can listen to us live each and every Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. So God bless you. Welcome back, Brother Gus. God bless you. Welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Brother John.
You're welcome. God bless you tonight. Well, and also tonight, I'd like to let the listeners know that you can also email us tonight. If you can call in, you can email us at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com tonight. Well, my brother Gus, happy Lord's Day tonight to you.
Happy Lord's Day. How are you?
Welcome. Good. I'm good. Praise God. Share with the listeners what you're going to share tonight.
Sure. I'll give them a little bit of idea what's coming up. It's Life and Celebration, John chapter 2, the wedding at Cana. So we have a good topic and we have a good message. We hope you guys listen throughout the radio. We welcome your phone calls. We welcome you guys to call in and pray with us. We can pray for you if we can lift up somebody in prayer. So God bless you. Tonight's topic is life and celebration, and that's what Christianity is all about, my brothers.
Amen. Amen. Praise God to me. You know, I'd like to share a testimony on the power of prayer, Brother Gus, tonight. You know, a lot of times we pray and we think, well, we didn't get that answer and so forth. And you know, we keep praying and praying. But I want to share a sister that listened to us faithfully. Her mother had to go for surgery. She was scheduled last, I believe, Tuesday for a surgery on her neck. What's it called? The cardiac vein there, artery. She opened up the arteries in her neck, Deshan. And they prayed. And they prayed that she wouldn't have to have surgery. Well, when
okay.
she got to the hospital for her scheduled surgery, they didn't have to do the surgery. Okay?
Good.
The vein was open. And see, we want to give God the glory for answered prayers because, see, God still does miracles. Mm-hmm. To the listeners out there, don't give up. Never give up on God because he does answer prayers. You know, each and every day is a miracle that we can wake up, we can get on our knees, come before our Lord. That's a miracle in itself. Amen. Our salvation is a
Amen.
Miracle. A lot of times
Amen.
We take our salvation for granted. We take that for granted, but it's a miracle that we have eternal life. Jesus made that promise to us. He said, those who come to me will never die. Amen?
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So salvation is a miracle. Amen? He said, even though if a man is dead, yet he shall live. Glory to God tonight.
Amen.
So tonight, we're going to invite you to call in. We're going to share the word here in just a couple of minutes. Tonight, we're going to invite you to call in. I'm going to repeat the number again. Area code 917-889-7893. Tell us how good the Lord is tonight. That's 917-889-7893. If you're a call-in listener, you're listening by telephone tonight, you could hit 1 on your dial pad on your telephone tonight. And we'll call you up to the mic tonight. Amen. Well, God bless you tonight. Amen. Stay with us. Be blessed for the word of God tonight. Brother Gus, if there's anything
yes.
you'd like to share before the word, please go right ahead.
Sure. I would like to mention to the listeners that this telephone number that you guys have, if you guys can text it to different friends, families, to different people that don't have a way to get to church or to listen to any type of ministry, they can just call in or tune in. And you don't have to be embarrassed. You're not going to be called up to the mic unless, you know, you want to be called up or you want prayer. But you could simply just listen in for, you know, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, or an hour and a half. And hopefully you'll hear something that'll stir up something in your heart to just get more involved because it's all about Jesus. That's what this is. Even the Old Testament. It's all about Jesus. So whenever we share anything, it's not about, you know, Brother John. It's not about Brother Gus. It's about Jesus. It's Jesus-centered. It's Christ-centered. And it's all about him. And we want you to grow in the knowledge and relationship of the Holy Spirit and to walk with Christ, whether you've been walking with Christ or if you're a new believer. We've given the Sinner's Prayer many, many times, and we'll continue to give it throughout the radio station. So if you've just come to know Jesus Christ, this is a great place to be, into the Word of God, because everything we teach is direct from Scripture, from the Holy Spirit, nothing from ourselves. We're just reading Scripture, we're reading text, and we're letting the Holy Spirit open up different things to us so we can grow. So if you guys would just continue to listen in, that blesses us. What else blesses us is when you call in, we know that there's listeners being blessed. let us know you're being blessed. Call in with prayers. Call in with praise reports. We want to hear from you guys. God bless you, John. How are you? How is the weather out there where you're at?
It's good. We're good tonight, praise God. It's very cold, though. It's only like 34 degrees tonight, so we have a very chilly night. So we're blessed.
Okay.
Amen. We're blessed by the best. I know our weather isn't quite as good as California, but we're almost there. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Good enough.
God bless you tonight. You know what? If you have Jesus, it's always a sunny day. You know, no matter what you're going through, because He'll take you through the storm. Amen. He's our protection. He's our provider. What I'd like to do, if you're ready for the word, I'd like to pray with you tonight, my brother, as we share the word. So, let me know if you're ready for the word. Okay.
Please.
So, what we're going to do is go into the word. I'm hungry for the word tonight, so let us pray tonight. Let's all agree for our brother tonight. Father God, we thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you for our brother Gus as he comes in to share your word tonight. Tonight, we ask that you lead him, guide him, direct him. Tonight, Father God, let every word be uttered from you and the Holy Spirit, not a single word from our flesh tonight, Father God. Give us all a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God, tonight. Have your way, Lord. Open up our understanding to receive your word, our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, souls, and spirits to receive it, Father God. Tonight, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God, for your word. Let there be no hindrances, Father God, with the technology, with the radio tonight, that we can listen to your word without interruption, Father God. Tonight, we thank you, Father God. We give you glory. We want to say that we love you, we praise you, we worship you tonight, in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Because God bless you and make you yours.
Yeah. Okay. So, if we have to give our teaching a title here, would be Life and Celebration. That's what the Christian walk is all about. Jesus says in John 10:10, I've came that I may give life and life more abundantly. And we celebrate that burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate that because we know that he's returning for his bride. He's the bridegroom. How many of you out there been to a wedding? How many of you out there are getting ready to go to a wedding? How many of you out there are getting married or are already married by a wedding? So you're united. It's a very exciting thing, whether you're getting married, you're going to a wedding. It's just a celebration. That's what it's all about. It's about two people coming together. In Genesis, it says that the two will become one flesh, and that's what this is here. We talked about last week the word becoming flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I hope you guys took away from that what the Holy Spirit was putting out there, that we need to participate in what God is doing. Jesus now, the Son of God, is being invited to a wedding. A lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to become a Christian because they don't really have too much fun. Their lives are boring. They don't get to party. They don't get to go to fun places. That is not true. The life in Christ is not a better, there's not a better life out there. It's very fulfilling. It's very, very gratifying. Jesus was invited to a wedding, and he came. And he participated in the wedding. And you guys are about to see that he was central. He was the focus. He became the focal point of the wedding. Without Jesus, there would have not been a celebration. And the life would have just been let down at the party, literally. because at this wedding of Cana, he turned water into wine. We're going to see that. Back then, 2,000 years ago and even later, that's the only thing that was at a wedding to drink. It's not like they had other things like we have today. We have different sodas. We have different soft drinks. We have different beers and whiskeys and all of that. Back then, there was only fermented grapes, which was wine. I mean, there was grape juice, but clearly here, Jesus does not turn water into grape juice. It clearly says wine. So without wine, there would not be no party. There would not be no celebration. But we need to see that that's just on the surface. We're going to dig deeper. We're Bible studying here. We're trying to learn what the Holy Spirit wants us to learn today, 2015, from the wedding at Cana.
Amen.
In John chapter 2. Okay. So if you guys are ready, grab your Bibles, your iPads, your iPhones, whatever it may be. And it's very important that you guys follow along as we read. Now, we're only going to read, I think it's 12 verses. That's all it's going to be. And we're going to try and stretch that into like 60 or 90 minutes. It's very important we see what Jesus did, why he did it, and what was the result of it. Because Paul says these things were written for our example, so that we may learn from them. What can we learn? What can we see? What can we look for behind or past the surface of God just turning water into wine? It wasn't a magic trick. It wasn't him just trying to show, well, hey, I'm on the scene. I'm going to do some great things, some miracles, and come follow me. No, that wasn't what he was trying to do. He wasn't just trying to wow man and woman. He wasn't just trying to do miraculous things so people could just see how great he is. He was trying to reveal the glory of God. He says, no one can come to the Father but through me. We're going to see very clearly in a few minutes that he did no miracles before this. A lot of people say, and it's not doctrine, and it's not scripture, a lot of people say that Jesus did miracles as a kid. He must have. I mean, he didn't do nothing for 30 years. It's not true. He was a carpenter, but he did not do miracles. He did not do any miracles up until this point. That's very key that we know that, because the scripture will clearly say that. Why do I emphasize that Jesus didn't do any miracles before this point? Because the first miracle that he wanted to do was bringing man and woman together. That was his first miracle, bringing man and woman together by bringing something that was not there, there. And what was that? Life and celebration. And that's what Jesus is. He came to bring life. So here we go. John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. So, that being said right there, on the third day, why does the Holy Spirit tell us what day this happened on? Well, we'll see a lot in the text, Old Testament, New Testament, when it says on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. So again, life and celebration. So whenever you see on the third, it represents death and life, because on the third day, Jesus rose. On this third day, Jesus is bringing where there is no life, life. That's what's going on here. That's why it says on the third day. Okay. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Verse 2. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, this text for a lot of people, it's a little difficult to swallow. It's a little difficult to take in. Why does Jesus refer to his mother as woman? Well, he's separating himself from the natural, from the human, because he's the Son of God. But it's very important that we see that Jesus was invited. It says Jesus also was invited. They invited him. And here's the very important thing. Invite Jesus into your marriage. It's great that we have weddings today and we invite the pastors to participate. Hey, John, I don't know if you can hear that. I'm getting a lot of background radio. Okay, it's gone now. But once in a while we get background radio, like a TV or something. I don't know if that's somebody's phone. If somebody has a TV or something nearby, can use maybe mute
your... Are you getting a humming noise in the background?
Yeah, I can hear radio, TV, loud noise.
Okay. I'll mute myself. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
So it's very important that we see that we invite Jesus into our marriage. And that marriage is our lives with our spouses, the husbands with the wives, the wives with the husband. Jesus was invited into a wedding, so we need to invite him to be a part of the marriage that we have here on earth so we can grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because it's not just good enough to invite your local pastor to pray and to bless your wedding for the day. Because the wedding's over in 6, 8, 10 hours. But where is Jesus throughout your marriage? Is he the center? Because we see whenever anything was done by Jesus as a miracle, something was laid at his feet. The lame man, four men, went through Peter's roof and laid him at his feet and healed him. The woman came with the issue of blood in the book of Mark, and she came and she grabbed the hinge of his garment, and he felt power go from him. So when he was at the cross, and that's when we go at the cross to his feet, and we lay our lives down, and the Son of Man could be lifted up, that's when the Holy Spirit makes a change in our lives, and he turns water into wine. And he said, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." So this is a very important part of the passage. Brother John, have you thought about this? And listeners, my hour has not yet come. It's not ready for me to do what his mother wants him to do. She wants to be herself. She wants to be redeemed. Because this woman was talked about for many, many years that she was a virgin and she gave birth. And a lot of people made fun of her. And probably up to this point, they still are. There's a woman that said she was a virgin, and there's her son, and we don't know who's the father. It's supposedly supposed to be Joseph, but he's not on the scene anywhere. She wants to be redeemed. She wants to be said or to be known of her. This is the woman. And this is her son. And now he does this great thing. And she could say, "Look, see, I told you he's the Messiah. He's the anointed one." But he's not ready for that.
That's right.
He says, "My hour has not yet come." So it will be done. But that's not the time. Jesus knows all along what he's going to do. They don't know. Verse 5, he says, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." So right away she didn't question, "Why, Lord, are you not answering my prayer?" Because I do that. Have you done that? "Well, I need this now because the world is persecuting me and I need you to fix this so I can be right." Because, you know, she's the supposedly virgin mother and things are not going well and they come from a poverty family in Nazareth of Galilee and she wants to be redeemed. But Jesus is not here for that. He's here to bring life and celebration together, not to redeem Mary at what she wants. Are you guys following? I hope you guys are following because there's a very big picture that Jesus is painting for us. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." You see that picture, John? Would you like to share or maybe say something on that?
Amen. Yes, you see, like you said, Mary, the mother of Jesus, she wants him to stand up and say, "I am the chosen one. I am God's son." See, that's the human flesh. That's how we would react. Show them who you are. Like you said, redeem us, Jesus. Okay? And he said, "My hour has not yet come." His hour did not come yet because in due time, he's going to reveal it to the believers who he really is. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Good. Perfect. Right on point, brother. Right on point. That's why it's very good. I encourage you listeners to have a brother or a sister like I have with Brother John. Me and Brother John have a relationship in the Lord that I can't explain to you guys, only for you guys to just have that with someone else through the Holy Spirit. Women, if you can be connected with another woman like that, men, if you can get connected with another brother like that, it's very good. Me and Brother John, we read the Word, we study the Word, we talk about it as often as we can. Like the Bible says, when we get up in the morning, late at night, we share. So we're going to go on to verse 6. "Now there were 6 stone water jars there." John, I'm getting feedback again. I don't know. You want me to hang up and call back?
No.
Are you hearing me double?
No. You're fine.
I'm not sure if it's my phone.
If you have an echo, just call right back in, okay? Just hang up and call right back in, okay?
Well, how do you hear me? Do you hear me okay?
Fine. But if you have an echo in your earpiece, just call back in.
I'll start from verse 6.
Amen. God bless
now
you.
There were Amen. 6. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of the purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some water and take it to the master of the feast." The master of the feast would be the main person anybody would go to say, "We need more water, we need more wine, we need more tables, we need more bread, we need butter, we're running out of chairs here, we need you to decorate this area or change that." That's what the master of the feast would be. It would be like the hotel manager of a hotel today. That's what the master of the feast would do then. Whenever anything needed to be done, whether it be food or preparations, he was the master of the feast. Now there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. And they said to him, "Now draw some water and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. He called the man that was getting married. This was the master of the feast. and he tastes this great wine that he has no idea where it came from because he was in charge of the wine. There was no wine. Now there's fabulous wine, and I bet that was the best wine that was ever made, and no winery, and I'm from Napa Valley, ever made wine like this. This was the wine that Jesus made himself, the master winemaker. Could you imagine what that wine tastes like? Could you imagine how he was blown away? I mean, he didn't just make wine. Well, oh, wow, this is good. I can serve this. He made wine that was fabulous because does Jesus do anything less than fabulous? No, he doesn't. He does everything fabulous. Though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now." This is very important, the end part of verse 10. "But you have kept the good wine until now." This is very important, verse 11. "This was the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Clearly, it says here, this was the first sign that Jesus did. So you see, there was nothing done when he was a child. He didn't make chairs magically because Jesus was a carpenter. He didn't magically make them. He made them with his hands because that's what Jesus does. He builds things, and he's building us today. Now, it says the servants knew. He wanted them to be a part of what he was doing. But not everybody is a part of what Jesus is doing. Because the master of the feast, the one that should have known what was going on, had no clue. He was just happy to serve this great wine to the bridegroom. We're the bridegroom. We're the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom, listeners. And he's coming back for his bride. The water represents something that people did not want at a wedding. You go to a wedding and Jesus is there. Do you expect to drink water? No. Jesus said, I'm sure he probably said, "I cannot give these people water, even though I can make this the best clear sparkling water they've ever drank. I'm going to make it wine, the best wine they've ever tasted." Because in the Old Testament, he turned the water into blood that represented death and judgment on Egypt. But in the New Testament, he didn't come to judge. It says he came to give life and life abundantly. He turned water into wine, representing life and celebration. When you walk into a wedding and it's a good wedding, and there's everything to eat and everything to drink, wow, this is it. This is great. I'm enjoying my life, and that's a great celebration. So that's why we titled this Life and Celebration. Because when Jesus does something in your life, brothers, sisters, men, women, pay attention. It's a celebration. I'm celebrating with you tonight what Jesus did in my life years back and what he's continuing to do. Look how important what it says here, Brother John. It says that when people had drunk the wine and then they all get drunk, that they give them the bad wine. That's usually what people did. That's what the master of the feast is saying. "But you didn't do that," he's telling Jesus. "You didn't do that," because that's usually what we do. People get drunk and we give them the bad wine later because they don't know the difference. They're drunk already, right?
Right.
But what Jesus does is they go from good to better. It says that we go from grace to grace. Jesus doesn't give us something good and then bad later on because we had a taste of the good. Jesus is not like that. We go from glory to glory. And that's, Jesus has given them a taste of that, a taste of what we'll be receiving in heaven. If you think that you're blessed now, you wait till you get to heaven and watch what kind of blessings. If you feel good now because you're a child of God and things are going great, it's just going to be better, like that wine. So believers, if you're a child of God, and if you're not a child of God, you can be a part of the celebration in John chapter 2 tonight. We're going to give the sinner's prayer. But if you're a child of God, and you've been blessed, and you're continuing to get blessed, the blessings just keep coming. They don't stop. See, I'm a father. I have 4 sons. There's only so much I can give them because I have limits. My money has limits. My means, there's limits to my means, to my tangible things that I can give them. But not so with Jesus. Not so. You drink from the water that never runs dry. It just gets better and better. And that's a celebration. That calls for a celebration right there. Brother John, I'm going to let you share a little bit, and then we'll get back into the Word.
Amen. Amen. You know, this is, like our brother Gus said, this is a wedding. This is a celebration. Everything with the Lord is a celebration. You know, the Bible tells us that when we receive Jesus, that the angels in heaven rejoice because, see, a family member was added into heaven, into the Lamb's Book of Life. Even here on earth, as many struggles as we go through daily, I know that some of us struggle financially, some of us struggle with our health, some of us struggle with family problems, whatever it might be. See, without the Lord, there's no way we can solve the problem. We might be able to mask it. It might be with a pill. It might be with alcohol. But the way to get rid of it permanently is to give it to the Lord. Because like Gus said, as he shared, he saved the best for last. God wants to give you his best. The Bible says he's our healer, our redeemer, our deliverer. He is called the great physician. He is God. He is God. And he wants the best for us. Does that mean driving a Rolls Royce or a Bentley? Or no. You know what it means? He wants us blessed abundantly with joy, with peace. Of course, he wants to take care of our financial needs. He's our provider. That's why the Bible says he's our provider. He doesn't want us to struggle. And all we have to do is come to him, the Bible says. Jesus himself said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest. If you want rest tonight, you could have it. It's free. There's no charge whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, I was sharing with our brother Gus about prayer. When we really get into prayer and you start praying, it's no longer a burden. A lot of times, I've been a believer for over 35 years. And just up until recently, I learned that prayer is not a burden. It's a freedom. It's a privilege to pray for one another. It's a privilege to pray for our brothers and sisters out there who have a need. And we see the results. That's the thing. That God does answer prayer. He does hear each and every prayer. And tonight, if you're praying about something, if you're struggling out there, and you need a celebration in your life, you can come to the wedding. You're invited tonight. I want to let the listeners know that you're invited to the wedding. There's going to be a wedding in heaven. And the groom is waiting. His name is Jesus tonight. And you could receive him tonight as your Lord and Savior. But it's up to you to make that decision. I can't make it for you. Gus can't make it for you. You have to make that decision. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, come to Jesus tonight. And we'll be going to that in just a few minutes through a prayer tonight. So think it over. I pray that the Holy Spirit touches you tonight. That if you need restoration in your life, you need a celebration in your life tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit touches you, no matter where you're at, what city, what country you're in. I know there's people listening around the world tonight. So God bless you tonight. As the Holy Spirit touches your heart, we'll be saying a prayer in a few minutes. Amen. So, Brother Dust, if you're ready with the conclude word, we'll pray. Amen.
Yeah. If there's any callers, we're almost at the end. We're going to go ahead and give a few more verses, then we're going to close. But if you have any calls concerning and pertaining to this passage, call in, and we'd like to talk with you, and we'd like to answer some of your questions if we can. So look at verse 3. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Okay. If you notice, there wasn't a point where there was no wine at all. They started with water, and Jesus made water to wine. There was wine. The wine industry ran out. They were fine with that wine because they didn't know any better, just like us. We thought we was okay until Jesus came along. We thought we were fine until Jesus came. And then Jesus shows us, no, you need me. The wine running out signifies the dryness that we don't have spiritually in Jesus. It says the wine ran out. That was the life of the party, was the wine. Now, it doesn't mention here at all in the text that they were drunk as can be. They were drunk and they were just kind of rolling on the floor. No, not at all. They drank wine, and it didn't say anywhere at any time that anybody was out of control. Okay? It was a social drink conversation. Jesus was there. But it signifies the dryness spiritually between Jesus and man, between us and man. That's what it signifies. If your relationship now is dry, or if it's barren, or if it's not producing fruit, like in Galatians 22, the fruits of the Spirit, peace, joy, love, perseverance, self-control. If you're not producing those things, then right now you're dry and you need the Holy Spirit. Because that's what's deeper behind the black and white pages. It's a great story. And me and Brother John didn't share anything tonight that you've not heard before. Matter of fact, I know the story for many, many years. But I was reading it and I said, Lord, just show me something to share with the listeners that are going to be listening tonight and learn me something new tonight. And that's what I'm learning from it as well, that if we're dry tonight, it's not wine and not water. It's either one of those things. It's the Holy Spirit. David says, my cup runneth over. Jesus could pour more into us than we could hold. So if Brother John comes to my house and I put him a cup of coffee in my cup with my coffee pot, I could only put so much that cup can contain, because that cup is only made to hold so much. But David says, my cup runneth over, meaning that Jesus gives us more than what we need, because he doesn't just want to fill John's cup, Gus's cup. He wants me to be filled and then have enough left over or runneth over so I can share with yous, with Brother John, with my family, and so forth and so on. Because if he just fills the cup, that's just enough for me. Because God knows that I need more and more every day, because constantly I'm falling short of the glory of God, sinning every day, and the world's got so much, and it's upon me, and I need the Lord to keep filling me so I don't run dry. What do you do with your car? I mean, you got to keep putting gas in it. I bet nobody here can't count how many times they put gas in their cars. You got to keep it going. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit is for us spiritually. You got to keep gassing up. And they ran dry here. A spiritual dryness is what people are experiencing today, and they think they just need more water, more wine, more parties. Where's everybody at? How come nobody don't do what they used to do, and we're not having this fun we used to have? The focal thing was Jesus, and Jesus is not there no more, so people are spiritually dry. They're physically dry too. So tonight, if you're spiritually dry and you want a spiritual fill up, invite on the Savior and let him be Lord and Master over your heart. He can do a lot more good in your heart than we can do in a lifetime on our own. Brother John.
Amen. And that's what it takes. Because our brother God says it's having more of the Holy Spirit. The believer said, the apostle said to believers, not talking to non-believers, says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We need more of God tonight. And
mm-hmm.
we can do it by simply receiving the Holy Spirit. By saying this prayer. Say this prayer tonight. And I'm asking believers tonight, those who believe in Jesus, those who follow Jesus tonight, say this prayer. And mean it with your heart. Say, Father God, tonight I ask you to fill me overflowing with your Holy Spirit, Father God. Tonight I just receive the power of the Holy Spirit in my life to overcome the things, the obstacles in my life tonight. I thank you, Father God, for filling me tonight, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Said that prayer, believe it in your heart, receive it in Jesus' name, receive the filling of the Holy Spirit tonight. I want to ask tonight, if you're listening by radio tonight, by telephone, whichever way you're listening tonight, you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, as I asked that question earlier tonight, well, you can have eternal life tonight. It's free of charge. I can't save you. God can't save you. No man can save you.
Right.
Only Jesus can.
That's right.
He's the one
That's
who
right.
died on the cross for you.
Good
say
word,
this
brother.
Prayer tonight. Say it with your heart tonight and believe it. The book of Romans tells us if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died for you and rose on the third day, you shall be saved. Let's say this prayer together. And even if you are a believer, let's say this rededication prayer. Let's all say this together. And mean it. Father God, I'm sorry I'm a sinner. Tonight, Father God, I ask that you save my soul. Father God, that you wash me in the blood of Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior tonight. Come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit tonight, Father God. Tonight, I rededicate my life to you. Tonight, I give my life to you. I thank you for saving my soul. And I confess that I am born again, and that Jesus died for me and rose on the third day. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer, and I thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer tonight,
amen.
Welcome to the family of God. God bless you tonight. You're a born-again believer. Find a Bible-believing church that believes the whole Bible, that baptizes in water, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a full gospel church tonight. And if you can't find one, write to us. At Gypsy Radio, the number one, Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. And I want to remind the listeners tonight that we're on every Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And I'll repeat our call-in number to those who might need it out there. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893 tonight. If there's any calls for any prayers tonight, we have a few minutes left. We'll take your prayer request tonight. Just hit one if you're a call-in listener on your keypad on your telephone or call in the number tonight for a prayer tonight. I want to share with you, Brother Gus, good word tonight from the Lord. Touch us. Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank you.
And, you know, I received something from that, and it really blessed me. And I know there's some people out there that are listening tonight. As the Word of God always does, His Word will never return void. So
Amen.
Tonight, as there's no call-in tonight, no call-in prayers tonight, we want to thank you for listening tonight. We want to invite you back next Sunday night. Again, invite some friends, family members to Gypsies for Jesus Radio, Faith Radio on Blog Talk. You can listen to us at blogtalkradio.com. Again, I'll repeat the number one more time. Area code 917-889-7893. Let us end it with a prayer tonight. Brother Gus, end the program with a prayer tonight.
Yes. Lord, we thank you for giving us this time to come into your presence and to pray for one another, to invite people to be sons and daughters, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, with the sinner's prayer. I thank you for John. I lift him up tonight and ask that you would use him, Father, in a mighty way as you're continuing to use him. I pray for him and his family and his sons and his daughters and his boda and his grandchildren. I thank you for the listeners, Father, that take the time out to listen to your word. I ask that this word would not just be words, Father, but your words would be meaningful, life-living springs of wells in their hearts, that it would grow and that they would continue to grow, Father, in the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. I thank you, Father God, for all that you do and all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen.
Amen and amen. I want to thank the listeners out there around the country, around the world. Nais Domingo, Kaisai Hom, and the Dumyara, and the Tama Kaisan, the Blossom and Odell, and the Escuchadas Gonalo Jesus. Good night. God bless you. It's from Gypsies for Jesus Radio until next Sunday night. Have a blessed week.